Today's Air Extension is taken from my podcast with Tom Kerridge, and it's how humility can be mistaken for insecurity. It can also be perceived as a form of arrogance.
Insecurity, I think, is slightly misjudged with humility. I've always been very comfortable in my own skin, and I learned that from an early age. And it doesn't matter whether it's an A-list celebrity or just a bloke that is a plumber that works around a corner and then often comes in here and fixes it. Like, everybody's equally and incredibly important, and I do love and being around people. So I'm always interested in understanding people, and always have been.
Let me share something with you. I was invited some months back to sit on a panel in Manchester city centre with four other women. The host of the panel was somebody that I didn't like. I'd met her on a number of occasions. I'd always found her to be very unfriendly, snotty, just not my kind of gal. But I thought, no, I'm going to take this opportunity and I'll let her interview me. I sat on the panel for an hour and a half and I warmed to her. Afterwards, we arranged to go out for a drink, and the drink then became dinner. And over dinner, I said to her, you know what? I never liked you. And she was aghast. I said, well, on the few occasions I've met you, I've had the steely-eyed. She was also much taller than me and prettier than me and blonder than me. She said, why? I said, because you were always so unfriendly. You always gave me short shrift. I was insignificant. You never communicated. I'd say hello, you just about bit back. And she said, I was terrified of you. I've always been terrified of you. From the day I started in business, I was frightened to death of you. And I said, what do you mean frightened to death of me? How can you be frightened of me? So she said, well, why didn't you like me? My humility had come across as arrogance. Her humility had come across as insecurity. And between us, we had just gone down the wrong path. We are now the best of friends. We speak every day, twice a day. We share our business challenges, we support each other, we get drunk together. And never ever have I misjudged anybody as I misjudged this girl. And so what I think it shows, or what I think it demonstrates, is that I have on many occasions masked my insecurity with an air of superiority, just like she did. And it was only as a result of a personal trauma that I delved into the inner me. It was there that I found that it was actually far more fulfilling to be generous of character, to keep my eyes and my ears open, to accept the opinions of others, and to be humble, even in an attempt to politely manipulate when I knew I was right. You can hear the next episode on Wednesday, the 9th of December at 9 a.m.
Hello, I'm Ruth Langsford, and you can listen to the events that made me with my very good friend, Liz Taylor.
See you then.